This is Bridget West, and you're listening to my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on Courts in Session. Hey, Eric, you can lower my bond anytime. WRCT 88.3 FM.
Myself. listening to Courts in Session right here on WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, thanking you for joining us tonight. Thanks for the great requests. Got a lot of requests I still got to get to, and we're not going to make it. Some are going to wait till next week, but I appreciate all the calls, and we will get them on the air. The track you just heard was from Vibeke Saugenstad. Say that three times fast. Vibeke Saugenstad. Well, that's a name you need to know, because she is coming to Get Hip this Saturday night and tomorrow, Friday at 9, the Mockster is going to have her on his show. Talking Viva La Mock. Yeah, that guy that's been here at the station for 87 years. Every time I turn on the radio, he's behind the microphone. Well, actually, that's a good thing, because he's playing the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop. A whole lot more. Viva La Mock and Fridays at midnight. Doesn't matter where you are, you got to stop what you're doing. Make sure you're near a radio. Pull in the internet on your phone to hear Viva La Mock, because he does the Midnight Mock, taking songs, covering a subject, a band, a theme. Midnight Mock Fridays, and this Friday in Viva La Mock, Vibeke Saugenstad. And I like what we're playing. That track was called Another Light. It's from her new upcoming album, The Sun Sessions. And I'm going to try to make it to the show at Get Hip. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun and good rock and roll at that. Before Another Light, you heard Peter Chris got a couple calls tonight. Tom and Greentree, Josh, first-time caller from Squirrel Hill, liking the new single from the Catman. The track is called Rock, Rockin', Rock and Roll. Before that, New York Loose, going back to the early 90s with Rip It Up, and before that, we open it all up with a request for the latest from Joe Bonamassa. Michael McDonald on those great vocals with To Know You Is To Love You. So we're getting near the finish line, but we've got time for more music, and I got to tell this story. I got a terrific letter to my office in the mail from Karen, listening on the South Side. And I got to tell you what, how cool is it in 2026 to get a letter in the mail from a listener? Well, she loves Paul McCartney, so we're going to go back a few years ago to one of my favorite albums. From the Memory Almost Full record, this goes back to 2007. This track is so good. Going out to you, Karen. Thanks for that great letter. This is Only Mama Knows. Thank you.
Hi, this is Rick Lee, founder, member and drummer of 10 Years After. And you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And you'd better pay his retainer up front, or you know where you'll be.
In the background, by request for Jake and Mount Oliver, live 10 years after from the new remastered version of Shh, Shush. Comes with an entire second live album, which you're hearing right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. What a great time tonight. A lot of fun with Ryan Roxy. New single is great. If you missed any part of the interview, you can hear it again Sunday at 10 p.m. and this Friday at 1 in the morning. What a cool guy, Ryan Roxy. We're going to close with one of the most requested songs for the week. This is from the artist Brett Ryan Stewart. Got about four calls tonight for this track. It's called Come and Find Me. We're going to play it next. Want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. Good night, Pittsburgh.
show.
Yeah, well, baby's gotta make a living, and I don't mind waiting out in the car, 'cause I got some 9mm muscle in case things go too far. You know I try to take it easy, man, and just go with the flow. But sometimes things can get a little bit out of control. Well, my old man worked his whole life in the Kaiser Steel slag pit, and I worked there for a while back when I was a kid. But before they tore that Fontana plant down, and my old man's and I got the same bad habit, probably take its toll. But sometimes it's the only thing. Ex-wife's working evenings at a sizzler making minimum wage, and she's cleaning up other people's houses every day just like some slave. And she's living with her kids in a mobile home just off the 60 freeway. And some nights I go to see her, and sometimes she lets me stay. Likes to get a little out of control.
sing no sad song. This is just a letter. I'm doing fine, and I hope this finds you better.